getting a little groovy on the takeaway this morning, which is better than what's happening in Washington. They can't seem to get into a groove. Basically, a lot of the stories coming out of D.C. seem to be us jumping from one deadlock to another. You'll remember the deadlock over the Bush tax cuts. Then there was the deadlock that almost caused a government shutdown. Then, of course, how could you forget the recent deadlock over the debt ceiling? And joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent, to talk about a transportation nation issue. And it's the deadlock over the FAA, which I understand is still locked dead, Todd.
Yeah, it is, Celeste. That little intro song, by the way, was called Waiting Room, and that's exactly what the FAA is doing. It's still waiting for Congress to settle what's really a small issue, but is causing 4,000 FAA employees to be out of work and tens of thousands of more
70,000 or so construction workers.
Yeah, and the issues that are affecting this deadlock really are petty, and it's kind of not a mystery, but it's kind of it's a little bit infuriating why Congress hasn't solved this. There's a very, very small issue dividing the House and the Senate over the FAA. The House passed a bill, an FAA extension bill, that extends FAA authorization, the law that governs, that authorizes the Federal Aviation Administration, for just 6 or 8 weeks. And usually these temporary extensions are what are called clean extensions. You just extend current law. Well, the House didn't do that. The House extended current law, but added in a little provision that cuts subsidies to small regional airports around the country. And it's only $16 million, the cut. We're not talking money. We're not talking deficit reduction. We're just talking about a change that affects 3 or 5 airports. Well, you know where one of those airports is? Nevada. You know who represents Nevada?
Harry Reid.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Well, the Senate reacted angrily to this. They say, you don't make changes like this on a temporary reauthorization. By the way, this was the 21st temporary reauthorization they've done. I call this the 21 punt salute, because Congress hasn't been able to get a permanent reauthorization for 21 times around the track here. The Senate refused to pass it, and the Senate kept trying to approve clean extensions, just current law. This caused a deadlock. The House wouldn't pass the Senate version. The Senate wouldn't pass the House version. That was 12 days ago, and now we're in this deadlock that they haven't been able to break. Well, yesterday, after the debt limit bill passed, there's just one day left for the Senate before they go. The Senate can clear things very, very quickly. I asked Senator Harry Reid, hey, listen, you guys have a couple of hours left here. If the Republicans don't relent, are you just going to accept the House Republican version and reopen the FAA, Senator Reid? This deadlock's 2 weeks old. Are you going to do that? Here's what Reid said.
We learned with this big deal we've just done, sometimes you have to step back and find out what's best for the country and not be bound by some of your own personal issues. And I'm willing to give that up. I hope the other senators would do the same.
Okay, wait a second, Todd. I want to go back to something that you said, that this FAA is being held up by the funding of small regional airports worth $16 million, right? That's what you said?
Yep.
All right. I want to read you a comment made by one of our listeners. JW from Virginia wrote at thetakeaway.org. So doesn't the loss of $200 million a week in taxes exceed the cost of rural airport subsidies? And since when do union rules or formations become a congressional issue? Certainly not part of the spending plan for the FAA reauthorization. This right. childish, petty, I want my way or else attitude is why both parties are failing our country. So is he's correct here that that this tiny little $16 million is completely dwarfed by the billion or so in taxes that the country could lose, uncollected taxes the country could lose if the FAA is not reauthorized by Labor Day.
Not to mention the lost revenue from projects that are stalled.
All these people out of work.
70,000 people, you said, Celeste, you know, people who work for private contractors. Yeah, who work for private contractors. But here's the thing. It's only worth $16 million. That's right. But hanging in the background behind all of this is something that has nothing to do with $16 million.
These union rules that JW talked about?
Union rules, an ideological fight between Republicans and Democrats that's as old as the parties. Republicans want to repeal an Obama administration change that makes it easier for airlines and rail companies to unionize. The Obama administration changed a rule last year that makes it easier for shops to vote to unionize. Democrats want to preserve that rule in a larger FAA authorization bill, not this one, but a larger one that hangs in the background that's not even an issue right now. Republicans repealed that rule. Democrats say no. And that's what sort of hangs in the background over all of this, even though this little bill here is only a difference of $16 million that really is meaningless. And you heard Harry Reid there. I'm willing to part with it. Sure, we can change it. The union rules are what's holding this up. And what's really interesting about what you heard Harry Reid say there, did you hear him? He said, sure, I can accept it. We can compromise and we'll reopen the FAA. Celeste, it took less than an hour after Harry Reid said that for Democrats to pull back and for Democratic aides to get out in the hallways and say, oh, no, he misspoke. We're not relenting. We're not giving in. The FAA is not opening unless the House accepts our language. Harry Reid said, we're ready to give in on this. And guess what? They weren't. They snapped him back. So it's really interesting how that worked, too. They changed their minds and decided they're not moving.
Todd, honestly, I got to be completely and perfectly frank with you and say I don't know how you do your job. This kind of ridiculousness, honestly, this kind of ridiculousness, it would drive me insane. And the inevitable question for me, Todd, pardon me, but the inevitable question for me is, can these political parties in Washington literally end up shutting down our government? I mean, they can't. They're fighting over everything for nonsensical reasons. Could they, in the end, shut down everything?
We've got a toxic environment, Celeste, and it is frustrating, and it's a little bit puzzling why they can't agree on something so small. We've had government shutdowns in the past, as you know. We've had toxic environments like this before, and you're right. It's completely dysfunctional. Is it hard for me to do my job? You know, these people fight about big things and little things. You just hope they do the right thing to get people back to work. Everybody in Washington, Republicans and Democrats, say it's about jobs, jobs, jobs. Both parties say that over and over. That gets you bored because it's all they talk about. There's 75,000 people out of work right now because the FAA is not open. So if it's about jobs, maybe they should reopen the FAA somehow.
Yeah, and you know, if you're one of these 75,000 or so people that's out of work because the government is fighting over 16 million and union organizing rules, please give us a call at 877-8-MY-TICK or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Or if you have any idea about how we solve this toxic environment that's driving me crazy and I'm not even in D.C., 877-8-MY-TICK. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
This conversation is part of our ongoing project, Transportation Nation.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.